voices in praise before the Lord God, church. Can you just raise your hands before the Lord God? Lord, I want to thank you. I want to bless your holy name, Lord. Anoint us, we pray, Lord God. Today we give all praise before our Lord God. Let us go before him in prayer once again. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Now, Lord God, we ask. We ask humbly before thee, the Lord God, that you will take every word given here of your word. Help us, Lord God, to deliver the message that you have called us to give. Lord God, we ask, Lord God, that you will open up the ears, Lord God, for understanding. Help us, Lord God, to know more of thee. Help us to walk like you. Help us to walk with you in the power of your word. Touch us today, Lord God, I pray. I pray this in the precious name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Church, in keeping with the church calendar, I wish to take us to the season of time in the Word of God today. The season in which we recognize the words of Christ as he prepared for his ascension unto the Father. This is the season of time from the resurrection of Christ, which we celebrated some 5 weeks ago. This is the season of time from the resurrection of Christ till his ascension unto the Father. Scripture will bear out as 40 days, which we will soon approach in the coming week ahead. Come along with me, if you will, if you have your scripture. Turn to the book of Acts. I will be looking at and going back and forth between Acts 1 and John chapters 14 to 16 for our teaching today. To set in place for our teaching today, the evangelist Luke, he writes, beginning with verse 1 in Acts of chapter 1. In the first book, O Theophilus, here Luke is referencing the Gospel of Luke. Here in the first book, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach. He is referencing the teachings of Christ, his miracles, his passion. Verse 2, until the day which he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. And then, making direct reference to the season of time between the resurrection of Christ and his ascension, Luke goes on. He, Christ, presented himself alive to them, to the disciples, to the apostles, after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. I pray for God's blessing as we read the scripture to give us understanding today. Church, today I desire for you to hold on to a thought. Hold on to a thought throughout the teaching today. The thought that I want you to have within your mind following the voice of God. I believe, church, as we are continually preparing for what God has ahead for Christ Chapel, our community, even our individual households, even for the missions work here and abroad, I believe it is key that we seek to hear the voice of the Lord. With the commitment to follow him as he speaks to us. And as we do, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I believe, as we make that commitment, God will speak. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I believe this is what we see from here within our text as we look here into chapter 1 of the book of Acts and into our joining text. As we walk into this season, I see that within the church today and into the coming weeks, we ought to be celebrating the ascension of our Lord Jesus unto the Father. It is as he ascended that he took up his rightful place at the right hand of the Father. And there, church, he makes intercession for you today. Hebrews 7:24 speaks it like this unto you. Of Jesus with an eternal priesthood given by the Father. Jesus holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him. Since he always lives to make intercession for them. For you and I today, church, in your every moment of weakness, in your every moment of need, in your every moment of praise, as we seek the Lord God, in Jesus, your Messiah, who lives as your Mediator and Redeemer, we give him all the glory as we understand that he is forever making intercession for you and I in this journey. Additionally, church, we ought to be celebrating today, giving God all the honor and praise for the ascension of our Lord Jesus. For it is as he ascended, the Father sent forth the blessed Holy Spirit as your eternal comforter, your helper, your teacher, the mighty power of God. Oh, blessed be his holy name. Verse 2 of Acts 1, we read, until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. Verse 3, he presented himself alive to them after his suffering, after his passion given upon the cross, his suffering, after he fulfilled the explicit will of the Father, after taking upon himself the sin of all mankind, after he died and rose again, He showed himself alive by many infallible proofs. Being seen of them, his disciples 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. Here within our text, church, we have the recording of the ministry of Christ Jesus. Following his resurrection from the grave, the word goes on to read, and being assembled in verse 4, being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, you have heard of me. Verse 5, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. I want you to see something here today, church. Word of God here is laying the very foundation. The word is just describing for each of us the fullness of the work of the blessed Holy Spirit. Just as we understand the baptism of John, water baptism, declaring that as you die unto self, in your relationship with Christ, as you experience a rebirth in Christ Jesus, the old man is gone. All things become new. Just as one is immersed in water as a testimony of the saving grace of the Lord Jesus. Just as Christ died and was buried, just as Christ rose again, in him, by his power, you rise. You rise unto a new life, anew in him. And in the same fashion that John baptized, immersing with water. Oh, glory. Here the promise is for each of you today. By the promise of Christ Jesus, the blessed Holy Spirit sent by the Father shall immerse or baptize you in his anointing and his power. The Holy Spirit, John 14, 16, he who Jesus said within his teachings prior, as recorded within the Gospel of John, to the believer, if you love me, as was quoted, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. I will pray the Father. Look at this with me. See the ministry of the Holy Spirit, John 14, 16, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter to be with you, how long? Forever. 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. I thought my sermon was going to be preached a little bit earlier today. All praise to the power of our Lord Jesus. The world, because it neither can see him or know him. You know him, the word of God declares, for he dwells with you and in you. Amen. Verse 18 goes on to say, in the words of the Lord, I will not leave you as orphans. The KJV says, I will not leave you comfortless, for I will come again. I will come. You see, church, looking back to our text of Acts 1, I humbly submit to you the disciples of the early church. They were, as many are today. We hear Christ talking to us often, don't we? We hear his words. He speaks to us in dreams. As we pray, he speaks through his word. He speaks by prophecy and even through the exhortation of our brothers and sisters, the servants of God. God speaks to his people.
Amen.
We read of his commands. Then somehow, we rationalize oftentimes within ourselves. Just maybe this word, maybe what I'm hearing from the Lord God is really for another time, for someone else. I'm not worthy. I'm not ready. I must do A, B, and C to follow what God is saying to me. I hear it. Church, we may even ask, Lord, are you really speaking to me? I have to hear it again, Lord. What I want to caution you today is this. If you need to be spoken to more than once, my God is not short on his ability to speak. Mm-hmm. He just may continue speaking to you until you say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, here I am. As Samuel cried out to God. You might remember in 1 Samuel, here in our text, the disciples had heard his teachings. He was in their midst. And as if they did not want to believe, he was going unto the Father. Leaving to be with the Father. As if they did not want to believe that his mission, that his passion was complete. They even ask him in verse 6 and 7 of our text, Lord, will you now, at this time, will you restore the kingdom of Israel? And he answered, verse 7, it is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority. Our Lord God is second to none. The Lord God is supreme over this world and over our lives, church. The world may seem to believe that they can control even the creation of God, but I've got another word from them. The Lord God says unto them, he is fixed in his own authority.
Amen.
Verse 8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit will come upon you. And you will be witnesses in Jerusalem. You will be witnesses in all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Oh, glory to God. I believe the same holds true for you today, church. The Lord desires to bestow upon you. He desires to give you the power of the Holy Spirit, to baptize you, to immerse you in the power of the blessed Holy Spirit in order that you might be anointed to go forth. Whether it is to family, whether it is to your community, the Lord God desires to anoint you today, church, that you might bring him glory in order that you might be a mighty witness with every step that you take in this journey of life. You see, church, on this day in which we open once again the text of the ascension of our Lord Jesus unto the Father, We not only celebrate his ascending to the right hand of the Father, but we celebrate his coming as the anointed one, Emmanuel, God with us, his return. We celebrate his coming as the one anointed to save his people from their sin. We celebrate him as our great shepherd, the bishop of our soul. Today we celebrate his finished pardon upon the cross of Calvary. Today we celebrate the promise of the blessed Holy Spirit. Church, God is speaking. Are we hearing his voice? As Jesus was teaching of his coming ascension, as he taught of the coming of the Holy Spirit, he gives to his disciples and to you and I today, John 16:7-11, he gives the fullness of the divinity and the power of the Holy Spirit. He proclaims, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, verse 8, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Verse 9, concerning sin, because they do not believe in me, the world. Church, hear in the words of Christ. As we have even studied this past week, we have the assurance of the coming of the blessed Holy Spirit. We have the assurance of his sending of our comforter, our helper, our teacher, of his convicting power to draw mankind, you and I today, to draw mankind unto the Lord Jesus, our Redeemer. We see that as we are drawn to the Lord, the Holy Spirit, because Jesus ascended unto the Father. Jesus taught that the Holy Spirit will convict or teach. Verse 10, concerning righteousness. Because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. Here understood to be the work of the Holy Spirit by his power, mankind is convicted of the righteousness of Christ Jesus. The righteousness which brings the light of God to the world. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. He is the light of the world. He, the Holy Spirit, gives to us conviction. The Holy Spirit speaks to our mind, John 16:11, concerning judgment. Because the ruler of this world is judged. Here to be understood today by every believer. It is by the conviction of the Holy Spirit that the world comes to hear and see the power of God that raised Christ from the dead. That grave is empty, church. That in his death, resurrection, and ascension unto the Father, he has triumphed over the prince of this world, who has been judged by God. That Christ, our Redeemer, has triumphed over the darkness of this world. Our glory, 16:13, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will speak not of himself. He will not speak on his own authority. But whatever he hears, he will speak. Whatever he hears of the Father. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. Verse 14, he shall glorify me, Christ. He shall glorify me, and he shall receive of mine that which is of Christ, and show it to you. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. Church, are you getting a picture of the blessed Holy Spirit given of the Father unto you? Church, let us hear the voice of God today. Jesus was not sent by God as another great philosopher. Jesus was sent by God to be the Lord of your life, the King of Kings, your Redeemer. And as you abide in him, as you abide in him, the promise of the Father to you and I today, you are not alone. The Holy Spirit has come. Oh, glory. The precious Holy Spirit has come to be with you and abide in you. Your body becomes the temple of the Holy Spirit as you walk with the Lord. This truth that he gave the disciples that day, just prior to his ascension, as Jesus taught, you shall receive the power of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you shall be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Acts 1:9. And when he had said these things, as they were looking up, as they were looking on, as he was lifted up, and the cloud took him out of their sight. Blessed be the name of Jesus. And while they were gazing into the heavens as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, verse 11, men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way that you saw him go into heaven. Now I see here three thoughts that I want to send you away with today. The Lord said, through his angels, sent forth to be in the midst of the disciples. He rebuked their standing. Standing still, wondering, gazing. Church, we ought to be praying that the Lord would have no reason to correct us in our journey with the Lord. Absent of following in his commands, Christ Jesus, the blessed Son of God, your friend, your grace and your mercy has not left you alone. Here we see the reproving of the disciples for their curiosity in looking after Christ with their physical eyes, who was now to be looked upon with an eye of faith. Blessed be his name. The Word of God reminds us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. Are you seeking him today? Here it seems that there was an amazement that what he said would happen, it really happened. It seems that rather than moving forward in the call to go to Jerusalem and abide there, as Christ had already ordered, to look forward to the baptism of the blessed Holy Spirit, and subsequently to go forth as witnesses of him into Jerusalem, Judea, and into the uttermost parts of the earth. They stood gazing into the heavens, as if they were not sure of the word of the Lord. Church, when God calls you, when God speaks to you, it is in order that you might accomplish his will. Amen. The second and third thought that I desire for you to take with you today, number two, is that God does not leave you comfortless or powerless. And number three, that there is a sense of urgency. Can you agree with me today to the call of God upon your life? We see the urgency in every community of this great country. We see the urgency in every country of the world. The works of the enemy are on a rampage. And if the people of God are not giving the message of Christ, they will not hear. Church, there is no time to waste in the work of the Lord. Just as his word is for our reproving and bringing us to a closer walk as we follow him, his word is for our comforting and our urging. Christ is your redeemer, your mediator, your intercessor. He is with you today. He is your soon coming King of Kings. He will come in the same way that he was seen in the ascension to heaven. How blessed be. The revelation of John reminds us of the second coming of Christ. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen. He is the Alpha and the Omega, who is and who was and who is to come. Amen. The Almighty. Amen. Church, the urgency is, God is calling you. He desires to anoint and baptize you with his Holy Spirit, that you might give forth his testimony. Jesus Christ, Jesus taught of his second coming, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Peter wrote, "The day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night." Church, the Lord God, he's calling you to hear his voice for direction in your life. He's calling you to be about the Father's business. To linger not in the limitations of the physical. To not look at things before you as with the eyes of the natural. He is calling you to walk by faith. Amen. To live by the Spirit. Galatians 5:25 gives to you, if we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Listening to the voice of the Lord. Keep in step with the Spirit, the anointing that God places upon his children. Church, I believe, in this season of once again approaching the celebration of the day of Pentecost, Lord God is calling you to be seeking His power from on high, the blessed Holy Spirit, to empower you to go forth as a mighty witness of Him to a lost and hurting world. Today is the day to follow His voice.
Jesus.
This is the word of the Lord. Today, I wish to have us return as a matter of prayer before the Lord God. With the selection, let your living water flow. Let your living water flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit take full control. Let this be your prayer before the Lord God today.
Thank you.